Goon phone number 120. Jeffy runs for office. And you realize that this will probably be the last tape we make ever and ever. Because I'm not going through what I went through tonight again. Taping on the 17th of June and playing back on feedback. I'm watching you. Whatever Brian decides to clean his ears out. Here we go. Time for a Fun Phone skit, starring the entire Fun Phone gang. Stu, Uncle Jeffy, Uncle Brucey, M Squared, Larry West LA, and Ronnie Tarzana.
Feeling better, Stu?
Yeah, there's nothing like a good hamburger to help burn off steam.
I'm sorry, Stu, but I can't come up with any way to humiliate Jeffy publicly so he'll lose his self-confidence.
Well, keep at it. If we don't think of something, Jeffy will be the new district controller, and then we'll really be screwed up.
Did you watch the debate between him and Collingsworth last night?
Yeah, it was like watching a battle of wits between Mortimer Snurd and Gomer Pyle. In a case like that, both sides lose due to lack of ammunition.
Well, here we are at my place, Stu. Want to come in for a while?
Might as well. Maybe we'll think of something together.
Yes, yes, a four-page layout will be fine. Yeah, lots of pictures, please. Tomorrow? That's fine. Yeah, hold on, I've got another call. Yeah, hello? Yes? Yeah. If I can't clean up the streets personally, I know of two people who have been complaining about them for years. Yeah, hold on a minute. One second. Hello? My autograph? Why, sure, little boy. What? Oh, stop bothering me, Aunt Grandma. I'm busy.
What the hell is this?
Hello? Yes, I'll have to call you back. Those two gentlemen I was telling you about just came in. Yeah, bye. Gentlemen, this is a surprise.
You bet it is. What are you doing in my apartment?
Surely you recall our words of a week ago. You invited me to live here so that I could become part of the district. You couldn't have forgotten so suddenly.
But where have you been all week long?
Out campaigning, my friend. Out campaigning. By the way, a bill came for that manure company I was using as a headquarters. Here you are.
$200? For what?
Clearing the place out. It stunk.
I know something else that stinks. This whole idea.
Speaking of stinking, Ron, old pal, you wouldn't mind rooming with Stuart until the election is over, would you? I need your entire apartment for my preparations and our victory celebration party afterwards. I've packed your things for you. Here you are. Now, if you'll excuse me, gentlemen, I have a lot to do before the big final press conference tonight. Election is day after tomorrow, you know. Oh, my parents will be so proud. Ta-ta!
I've just been thrown out of my apartment by a pair of nostrils!
I know, I was there.
That does it. I don't know how, but I'm gonna see to it that tonight he's reduced to nothing but a crock of used bird droppings.
On a Dixie cup, and I think I might have the answer. Here's the key to my apartment. Meet me at the press conference tonight.
Hey, where the hell is Stu? The press conference's gonna start, and if Jeffy does good, he's a cinch to win the office.
Places, gentlemen, places. Give me a fanfare, please.
Get it, boys.
Good evening, my fellow citizens. It's me, your next district manager, Uncle Jeffy! Yay!
All right!
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's enough, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the past 2 weeks of campaigning have been an absolute joy and delight. And I am looking forward to serving you for the next 4 years with all the admiration and appreciation necessary to make my office of district controller a happy one for all concerned! Right. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's enough, thank you. Well, that does it for my opening statement. I'm now fielding questions. You, sir.
Mr. Jeff. What do you plan to do about the one-lane situation we have occurring on Roderick Road? During rush hours, traffic is backed up for miles.
Yes, I'm well aware of that problem. We must inform Mr. Miles to hurry up and make an appearance so he can clean up that road!
Ha ha!
Thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Let me just say this, ladies and gentlemen. If I am elected as district controller, the first thing I will do is to take that one lane and paint the center line down the middle of it so that we will once again have two lanes on that road!
Yay. I don't believe this. They're applauding him. Where is Stu?
Mr. Jeffy, what do you plan to do about all the street lights that are constantly out during the night?
Well, sir, I have been giving this issue a lot of thought. Many times when the streetlight switch is hit, a lot of the lights do not turn on, resulting in darkness during the evening. If I am elected, the first thing I will do in office is to see to it that the streetlights are turned on first thing in the morning and will stay on forever and ever. That way they'll never be turned off and our streets will never go dark again!
No, no! This is all just a bad dream. I'll wake up soon.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, if there are no more questions, then I'll go back...
Hold everything! I have someone with me who has several questions for you!
Yay. Oh? Well, ex-campaign manager... Bring he or she in. I'll answer anything.
Fine. Won't you come in, sir?
All right! Where the hell is that no-good-for-nothing jerky kid of mine? Where is he?
Uncle Daddy?
Yeah, Uncle Daddy. Just what the hell have you been doing? And where the hell have you been the past week? Your Aunt Mother and I have been worried drunk.
Uncle Daddy, please, this is an important press conference. I'm running for district controller.
District controller? For which district? The Loony Bin one?
Please, Uncle Daddy, I'll be happy to discuss this with you at a later date, but please, for now, let me field questions.
You want to field questions, do you? Well, I got some for you. Do you tell the people how you, the big, strong district controller, has to sleep with the lights on or else you throw up from fear?
Lights on? No wonder the street lights keep burning out. He uses them all up for his energy.
Yeah! Did you tell everyone how you accidentally threw a firecracker on Roderick Road and reduced it to one lane?
You mean he's a cause of our inconvenience?
Did you tell everyone about your total incompetence to carry a bag of sand from the hardware store to our backyard? Go on, big boy nose. Tell them how you dropped it all over a public sidewalk.
You mean that jerk is the cause of this district being so messed up?
That jerk doesn't even live in this district. That's probably why he never bothered to clean any of his messes up. You folks ought to move over to our district. It's nice and clean.
Yeah, that does it for me. I'm voting for Collinsworth. He may not be the best man, but at least our district won't get any worse with the same man in office.
Kill him! Hey, wait a minute, citizens! Please, please, let me say something!
You said enough! I'm taking you home and spank the crap out of you!
Not before we have first crap, crack. Come on, everybody!
Yeah! Come on, let me
And so when I heard Jeffy mention his parents, I knew he was full of refried beans because his parents would never let him enter politics without their consent, so I decided to give him a call.
Great work, Stu. Of course, Collinsworth will probably be reelected.
Yeah, I know, but look at it this way. It's like that reporter said, the district won't get any worse as long as everyone within the district does their share to keep it clean. Come on.
At least Jeffy is out of all this. It was our fault for getting him involved.
I just wish all his campaign promises would somehow come true because you know damn well Collinsworth won't... Hey, do you see what I see?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. What, Stu?
There's no sand on the sidewalk here like there used to be in... Oh, no! Look up ahead!
I see it! And when you're finished cleaning up the sand, Nostrils, you're gonna come clean up the firecracker you threw, and then, Pinocchio, you're gonna repave the road!
No, Uncle Daddy, please, no!
And then you're gonna sleep with the lights out for a month and clean up your very own puke!
Oh, Uncle Daddy, please stop!
And no speed racer for 6 weeks!
Oh, Uncle Daddy, no, not that! I love speed racer, not...
The part of the reporters was played by M Squared, Ronnie Tarzana, and Brian Feedback. Uncle Daddy was played by M Squared. This is Stu Funfone speaking.